Had we not been in such an exalted place, I might have begun tonight's sermon by whistling the Mission Impossible theme tune. Certainly came to mind while I was reading today's passages. It struck me that both of those readings were about seemingly impossible missions. The people of Israel preparing to cross the River Jordan and occupy an unknown land, filled with potential enemies. The 12 disciples, sent out like sheep amidst wolves, and warned in advance of persecution to come. A daunting mission indeed. And unlike the 12 tribes of Israel, who had Joshua and his direct connection to God in their midst, the 12 disciples were on their own. Jesus gave them authority and then sent them out. Proclaim and heal, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. No problem. Well, Matthew goes into far more detail than Mark or Luke about the persecutions that the disciples would face. And that may be because he was writing later than the other two, at a time when Christians were indeed being persecuted, brought before the courts or suffering violence. His words are a comfort in those circumstances and still comfort those undergoing persecution today. Do not worry about how you are to speak. The one who endures to the end will be saved. We don't really face anything like persecution in this country. Yes, there might be occasional cases of a Christian employee taking issue with something in their work that conflicts with their faith, or questions about how far one's personal faith can affect your choice of who to trade with. But compared with what is going on in other parts of the world, Syria, Iraq, parts of Pakistan and other areas we know very little about, such persecution really is trivial. There are many people today facing terrible suffering simply for being a Christian. And I think we rather demean that when sometimes we talk about our trials as persecutions. So if we don't have a context of persecution, what can we learn from the sending out of the disciples? It's less common these days to have high-profile missions. I wonder if you remember Billy Graham's Mission England. A long time ago since we had one as high-profile as that. At my theological college, there was a rule that before you could be ordained, you had to have gone on at least two missions, parish missions, chaplaincy missions. Typically, what would happen is parishes would host a team from the college for a week or so and work with the theological students on events and services that were designed to preach the gospel to the unconverted. I had a few reservations about that myself. I wondered what it did for the faith of the regular congregation to have a team of strangers parachuted in to do evangelism, a very hit-and-run sort of approach. And I wondered what that said about the value of relational, authentic witness through one's life day in and day out. However, for us students, it gave us a real buzz and taught us a huge amount about dependence on God. For one of my missions, I chose to go to Belmarsh Prison. I doubt I was very much help to the prisoners, to be honest. But when the chaplain gave us 5 minutes' notice that we each had to stand up and speak to a room full of Category A prisoners, I learned a lot about prayer. And so I wonder, was the mission of the 12 for the benefit of those to whom they went, or for the benefit of the disciples themselves? There's a big difference between watching somebody do something and then having to do it yourself, isn't there? Think about the first time you drive somewhere on your own after having been driven there time after time. Suddenly the road looks unfamiliar. There are junctions you hadn't even noticed before, and you aren't at all sure you're even going in the right direction. But once you have driven it, then the route sticks in your mind and it becomes much easier the next time. Jesus knew that at some point the disciples would be left without him. They would be the founders of the early church, and they had to begin to learn to do things for themselves, albeit with the help of the Holy Spirit. So I wonder if there is something we can learn here about looking for challenges as learning opportunities, chances to grow in faith. Looking for a chance to stretch ourselves a bit instead of staying in our comfort zones. In General Synod earlier this year, we had a debate about developing discipleship. A paper had been tabled setting out 10 marks of a diocese committed to developing disciples. They were worthy, uncontroversial, and instantly forgettable. I can't remember a single one. But what I do remember is that Bishop Andrew made a speech pointing out very politely that they were just a little bit dull, and that in his experience, discipleship didn't develop as a gradual straight line increase, but in leaps and bounds whenever a challenge, such as a mission or a pilgrimage, was undertaken. And that certainly rings true in my experience. It's the stepping out in faith, pushing yourself to do something new in the service of God, that helps us to grow in faith. In my parish, people don't do a lot of talking about God. They don't talk about their faith very much. It's all a bit private. It's something between them and God. It's a very real faith, but a quiet one. Very few meet in home groups or prayer groups, and our Lent courses tend to be rather lecture style, listening to a good speaker give an intelligent message, but very little discussion. Over the last few years, I've encouraged them to try a variety of small groups, and most recently we've been doing some of the modules from the Pilgrim course. For some of the people, the most revolutionary thing has not been what they've learnt from the course material, but talking with each other and getting used to sharing their thoughts about God, the Bible, and how faith and daily life interact. For them, that has been very much stepping out of their comfort zones, doing something different, and growing in faith as a result. Mission today is not always about being sent out to the heathen like the sheep amongst wolves. Sometimes it is about finding out where God is already at work, getting together with strangers and finding that God is there, working together on a community project. So I wonder, what is your mission impossible? What might God be calling you to do or to be tonight? As the angel Gabriel said to the Virgin Mary, nothing will be impossible with God. Amen.